Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Borlow is here. John's a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, more than coming up on 8 years as a member of, actually 9 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's a founder of Warlow & Company, which is a business he sold a few years ago. I was happy to be involved in some of the stuff that he had going on in those days when we first met. He's the author of Built to Sell, also The Automatic Customer, and his new company is called Value Builder System. He's our good friend, John Warlow. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So you've been talking to a friend of yours. I love your article that you wrote recently about a conversation with a friend of yours who had gotten upside down with his capitalization strategy. And this is a wonderful story. It's a sad story, but it's a great example of how we can help our audience understand about how to capitalize their business, whatever their plans are to grow or to add a new product or whatever, right?
Well, that's right. And I think when it comes to capitalization, you want to think about, you know, starting with the end in mind. So, you know, if you've got a lifestyle business and your goal is to just have a great lifestyle, lots of time off, that's a great business, and you should be pulling all the cash out of that business you can, because the exit for that business is not going to be a spectacular exit.
You're going to lock the door and walk away properly.
You maybe get 2 or 3 times EBITDA if it's a slightly larger business, but you've got to, you know, be pulling, you know, all the profit out of the business you can. The opposite is the business that's high growth, that has an exit potential, where you can have a tremendous financial gain at the end. The danger, I think, is running a lifestyle business and thinking you're going to have a huge exit.
Right. That's one of the great myths of small businessdom, isn't it?
It sure is. The big exits are going to be reserved for companies that do well on these 8 factors we measure that drive company value. And they're things like recurring revenue. So you see businesses, for example, in the software space right now, trading at astronomical multiples. Part of that is because they're all in the SaaS, you know, billing model. Every 30 days, you pay them a chunk of money.
Software as a service. SaaS software as a service.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, so software as a service. So those businesses right now are trading, you know, can be, you know, 4, 5, 6 times revenue, which are usually multiples we reserve for, you know, multiples of pre-tax profit. So, you know, huge multiples for businesses with recurring revenue.
Well, this exit strategy is such an important thing. You know, John, when I talk to people about crowdfunding, you know, I've written 3 articles of crowdfunding, one about each type of crowdfunding. One is the donation kind of crowdfunding. The other is the loan kind. And the other kind is the one that's been recently approved by the SEC to allow for you to have greater chances as a small business owner to bring in investors, not to sell your company, but to bring in investors. And I've said for a long time, John, that for most small businesses, that third option is not going to be a great option. It's not going to be the panacea that a lot of people were saying it was going to be, the silver bullet for small businesses, because people who will invest in your business are going to have a different exit strategy than you.
You're right. And anyone who invests in your company, the moment you take you sell your first slice of equity, whether it's 1% or 10% or 50%, you have to be thinking that investor wants an exit. In order for them to realize the benefit of what they've done and investing in your company, they want an exit. And all of a sudden, you're now misaligned with that investor.
That's right.
You can be misaligned. You have the potential to be misaligned. If you don't want to sell and they do, problems happen.
And if they're a minority shareholder, then you're going to have anywhere from 1 year to 5 years from now, you're going to have a grumpy minority shareholder. They're not going to have a lot of rights, but they can sue you for different things. If they're a majority shareholder, then that means that you work for them.
Exactly right. And so I think you want to go very slowly in selling equity in your business. You know, there's an expression in small businesses where, you know, you want to hire slowly and fire fast. I think when it comes to equity, you want to even be more slow. I think a lot of young entrepreneurs, as a knee-jerk reaction, think, oh, I want to share equity to have some people around the table with me. But try to get advisors that don't have equity to play that role of a peer group. Really hold on to your equity as tight as you can.
And, John, this is where it troubles me to hear so many startups talk about, I'll say to them, what's your next step? Well, I'm looking for funding.
Right.
You know, that really assists me. And then, and here's one more point I want you to comment on this. It's the reason why I tell people not to watch the Shark Tank show. I think the Shark Tank show does damage to the average small business owner out there. The way those people talk to these investors, and what most of the people that I see up there shouldn't be asking for investors.
No, they should be cash flowing their business right out of the gate. Absolutely.
Or borrowing the money and paying it back and keeping the equity.
Or using your customers to finance your business.
Right.
In our company, we had people pay up front, and that gave us the cash to finance the business.
I remember. I wrote some of those checks. I remember. but you agree with me about Shark Tank?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, every entrepreneur thinks, oh, I've got to go for a Series A and a Series B and a there are very few companies that I think should go down that route of raising money in that way. Because you're giving up a lot of equity for some enormous upside that in most cases won't be there. If you've got a nice little niche business and you're able to put $500,000 in the bottom line every year, I mean, that is an incredible wealth generating engine versus giving up equity and being a minority shareholder in some company that you hope will IPO. And it's like buying a lottery ticket. I mean, it really is.
How many people do you know who went public in the last 10 years are wishing they'd never done it?
Well,
would give anything to be able to go private again.
Absolutely. And most of them. Most of them, as well as folks who took venture capital. Now, you know, there are rare examples, I think, where venture capital can bring some new intellectual capital to the table as well as financial capital. But I think those are the minority. I think the majority of cases... when you bring on venture capitalists, the entrepreneurs end up regretting it.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And we're going to talk about this some more. John, I need your website, please.
ValueBuilderSystem.com.
So check that out. The book is called Built to Sell. There's a new book out too, right?
The Automatic Customer.
There it is. That's it. So we're going to take a quick break and talk some more about this. John, I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us. John Warlow and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasinger. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.